You're listening to WLVR. I'm Brad Klein. Early Saturday morning this past weekend, about 100 supporters of Donald Trump from the Lehigh Valley boarded a pair of chartered buses for Washington, D.C. Their goal, to join thousands in a rally to support the president and his efforts to remain in office despite having lost the election. Anita from Hellertown says she's a registered Democrat who is disenchanted with the party. She says Democrats are irreligious and includes Joe Biden in that.
He was raised Catholic like I was, but that doesn't mean he's a good Christian. I worry about Joe. I really do. I think the man doesn't look well.
She says she thinks the vice president-elect will end up in charge and that Kamala Harris is way too liberal and frightens her. Others voice concern about government corruption and liberalized immigration. Tom Carroll is a Tea Party member who ran for DA of Northampton County in 2019. He says of Biden,
oh, he's no moderate because he's not going to be in charge. People in charge, like Bernie Sanders and his economic plans and Beto O'Rourke and his gun grabbing and all these other people that he's going to put in his administration, we're in trouble as a nation.
Don Graham from Bethlehem says he thinks the election results may still be overturned.
You had the voting machines that changed the ballots from Trump to Biden. But if he can't make it in, that's all right. We can live through Biden. We lived through 8 years of Obama. We can do Biden.
Thousands did rally in the Capitol Saturday. Things stayed mostly peaceful until after dark when counter-protesters clashed with Trump supporters. About two dozen were arrested. The temperature is 45 degrees. Skies are clear. We'll get up to close to 50 degrees today in the Lehigh Valley. For more news coverage, download the WLVR app.